where the news comes to talk. It's the Roundtable. Round one at 7:45. Round two at 8:45. Weekday mornings on More in the Morning.
On round one this morning, Christy Blatchford from the National Post. Michael Tove used to be a speechwriter for the Prime Minister. Now he's a columnist. Amanda Galbraith, formerly with the Mayor's Office, now at Navigator Communications. Jerry Agar from the Jerry Agar Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Morning.
All right. Do we need more diversity on Toronto City Council? New York, Chicago, Los Angeles apparently have about 50% racial minorities on their City Council. Toronto only has one out of five. Amanda Galbraith, you used to work at City Hall.
Yeah, I think this is, I think something, this is something councils are conscious of. I think change takes time, unfortunately, and the system is really favored incumbency. And here in Toronto, councillors tend to stay for quite a while. So I do think it's an issue. Do I think it's something we're going to solve overnight? No.
Okay, so this is a complaint put forth by Andre Demise, who ran and lost against Rob Ford in the 2014 election. Says you have to be very rich, very likely a white male human being, to win an election in this city. That's clearly not true. Mm-hmm. You know, is it predominantly white people? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Are they all rich? No,
they're not.
They're not only not rich. They're certainly not very rich. Most of them. I mean, the mayor is, but generally they're not. And this is just Andre Demise bitching and whining because nobody knows who he is. If he wants to know how to win, perhaps he should just go talk to councillors who did. And if he thinks that he can't talk to white people about it, talk to Kristen Wong Tam, talk to Michael Thompson, talk to Denzel Min and Wong. How did they get elected? Maybe he's got something to learn.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually part of the key. Unless you're going to delegate seats specifically for racial or religious communities, you're not going to have a change to this. And I agree with Amanda. It takes time. But the diversity is actually there. There's a diversity of candidates who run in every municipal, provincial, and federal election. They're all there. It's just a question of how well they campaign or how well their parties do. And that's how it basically comes out. I mean, that is the only way it will change. And gradually, there will be more, shall we say, non-white candidates and non-white politicians, but not right now.
Yeah, Christy, it's one thing to be able to appoint a gender diverse or whatever the heck it was, a gender equal cabinet because you have the MPs who have already been elected. It's another to try and compose a city council.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Amanda has it absolutely right. The whole system is heavily weighted in favor of the incumbent, and that's why they stay so long. Giorgio Mammoliti say, you know, it doesn't matter really what he does. The same small percentage of people whose votes are needed to get elected still vote for him.
So you don't think it's his wise counsel?
No, I don't think
it's his ice sculptures.
Yeah, it's ice sculptures,
exactly.
TTC is all ticked off because some artists from OCAD have been putting up fake posters that crib from the TTC's campaign. TTC, if you've seen it, has this campaign where they have like fake tweets like, hey, gave up my seat to somebody on the TTC today. Hey, I love the TTC. Well, these ones are like, hey, the fares are too high and TTC is never on time. So they put up these posters. They used glue to put them up on subways and in subway stations. Christy, you're the one who's gasping. I'll start with you. TTC, very upset. They say it's vandalism. I think it's kind of like Banksy-esque.
It is Banksy-esque, and it's kind of funny, though I would stop short as the story said it was, you know, savage wit and brilliant creative genius. Hardly, you know, any one of us could probably come up with better lines.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So, you know, it's pretty harmless.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Amanda, stuff like this kind of animates a city.
I will say this. I actually like that TTC campaign, and they're real tweets from people, a lot of them.
Are they?
Yeah, no, I believe they pulled real tweets, and like my favorite one was the one about backpacks. Drives me bonkers when people wear their backpacks on the TTC and then back into you. I'm just like, take it off and put
whack
it on the ground.
Into you.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So I think one, if you're going to do that, you open yourself up to this. I understand why the TTC could be frustrated, because I actually think this is a good public awareness campaign, but you know what? It's a city. This is part of having a dialogue, and people are always going to be angry with the transit authority.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of the TTC, you know, and we can weigh in on this, but we really don't have all of the facts yet.
Which never stops us.
No, of course not.
Yes, it
Why
does.
It?
I remember doing entertainment on a radio station, and I was talking about Britney Spears, and this woman said, who are we to judge? I said, it's all we do. All right. So a guy who was on a streetcar claims he was racially profiled because he was tapped on the back by fare inspectors and ultimately ended up being tackled. There's a small bit of audio from a video that was shot of this.
You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
All right. So, I don't know. Jerry, you want to weigh in on this one? Was he racially profiled? I guess we can't know for
sure.
That's
hard to say.
Yeah, it is hard to say. We don't actually know what happened. It is interesting, though, that the TTC has suspended an operator here. So the TTC is not full on saying, hey, this is just all ridiculous. There seems to be some there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the right thing to do, actually. I mean, especially in the case when you don't know all the facts, or at least we don't know all the facts, then fine. Put the guy on, you know, temporary freeze, suspension, whatever, and look into the investigation. Use some intelligence and then come out with a conclusion. But at the same time, the problem is that we've had incidents of racial profiling which are genuine, and as many of the listeners know, some which aren't. And that's part of the problem.
We may end up paying more in garbage and recycling fees because people don't know how to recycle, how to sort what's in their bin. Sometimes there's 30% that's in the bin that shouldn't be there. Amanda, I was surprised because I decided to educate myself. I discovered that black plastic can't be recycled, and all of my Chinese delivery food comes in black plastic, so now I feel guilty and throw it out.
Yeah, I actually have the same thing. How are coffee cups not recyclable in this stage? We can get like a man on the moon, but we can't figure out how to recycle a coffee cup? It's ridiculous.
I know, we can make a coffee cup out of a tree.
Yeah.
But we can't make a coffee cup into a coffee cup.
No, we can't. So I have been also similarly throwing things. I'm very liberal with my recyclingness, so I'm one of these people. So I need
It's something about conservatives we don't talk often about.
Yeah. So I am one of these people. I did not know that this was, that some of the things I've been doing, like black plastic, are bad. So I will educate myself going forward. But yeah.
Well, you better have a lot of time because the rules are lengthy. They change all the time. And it depends on your jurisdiction because I think where I live, I'm to put my Kleenex tissue in my food type garbage. But in one of my friend's homes, her instructions, and they are considerably long, tell her to put them somewhere else. So, I mean, honest to Pete.
Recycled Kleenex?
Yeah, I know.
Well, what do you do with it?
Throw it away.
You put it in the garbage.
Yes, but then that's the thing. It can be recycled, apparently. I don't know. I guess my wife lectures me on this. I've had enough.
Yeah, I'm exactly. Pretty much in your shoes.
Okay,
there.
But you know what's interesting about recycling garbage
Nothing.
And all of that stuff?
Nothing. Exactly.
But it's about money.
Yes.
Like, we think it's a sweet idea to recycle. It's actually a money-saving idea.
It is a money-saving idea, but I mean, you have one example right here where intelligent people who read a lot and study a lot have absolutely no idea where certain things go. I don't either. I fully admit it. And my wife does not lecture me, unlike Jerry. She doesn't know herself exactly with certain things. I guess we have to learn more. And maybe if nothing else, put on a website, direct people to it, let them take a look at it. But I don't think you're ever going to completely stop it. It's just not going to happen. People will always make mistakes with it. Hopefully it won't lead to an extra 3% on top of everything else.
Well, some people are apparently putting clothes in the recycling. So I think you can figure out, don't put your clothes in with, you know, your blue bin.
And your used tissues?
No, wait a minute. Where do my pants go?
I have your pants
Goodwill.
Go to the Goodwill.
Green
of course.
Bin.
No, wait a minute. If they are good enough to go to the Goodwill, fine. But if they're actually ruined, then the Goodwill does not want them.
No, it's actually,
then
Goodwill
you should
gets
make
a lot
them
of
into
stuff, yeah.
small purses. Or, with a bit of sewing.
Jerry has too many purses. He can't.
I just guarantee you that we know what Christie's Christmas gift is going to be.
I'm just curious how one ruins their pants. I can imagine them being worn out, but ruined?
Well, that's what I mean. Well, maybe you got paint all over them, or maybe you, they've just been torn in a way they can't be fixed.
Jerry has extracurricular activities we don't want to know about.
So, speaking of clothing, do you wash new clothing when you bring it home from the store? A guy actually did a little research and discovered about 20% of clothes, new clothes, have been tried on by somebody else and they contain contaminants. Oh, Miss Fashion?
Oh, I don't wash this stuff. And I read this and I am now horrified. And my boyfriend washes he washes everything when it comes home. He's very organized with this stuff. And I think I was like, why are you wasting your time? This seems like too much. And now here I sit with my feces covered clothing.
Other people's feces.
Other people's feces. And that is just horrifying.
Jerry, this strikes me as one of those things where, you know, like somebody went out and swabbed the underside of your sink and discovered that it had bacteria on it. It's not going to kill you.
It's like a reporter when I was living in Chicago who went out and he went to hotel rooms with a black light.
Oh, God.
And I thought,
oh, no.
No, wait a minute. I thought, you know, in the long run, I don't think this was helpful. Because now I'm afraid to try stuff on. And how am I going to know? Like, I can't take it home, wash it, try it on, and then go, no, this doesn't work, and take it back.
How can you ever be a fashion plate, Jerry?
Yeah, and clearly just when not. I was on the cusp of getting there.
Yeah. Michael, this strikes me as a panic that is unworthy.
It is unworthy. I agree with you. Although, in fairness, although I doubt my wife knows, now I know why she washes everything. She'll actually be kind of stunned when she sees us. But yeah, is it a panic? Nah, I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think we're talking about enormous traces of whatever from fecal matter otherwise. But you know what? Maybe this is a rule of thumb. Throw it in the washing machine. Just easier.
Honestly, if you're spreading fecal matter while trying on clothes at the store, you should not be shopping.
You'll be out, period.
If you do not wear underwear, please don't try anything.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Is video gaming
God
addiction a disease? The World Health Organization. The World Health Organization is going to codify gaming disorder as an identifiable problem.
Okay, I saw a situation once where an individual eventually lost his job, couldn't get to work on time, and it was apparently because just couldn't tear away from the video games when it was time to get out of the house. So is that an addiction? I think whenever you are doing an activity that interferes with your life and other people's lives, but you continue to do it, that's an addiction.
Yeah. Michael, did I hear eyes rolling?
A little bit. I mean, I don't think you have to codify it. In the end, ultimately, it's up to the individual. And I agree with Jerry that obviously some people are unable to control themselves and not able to sort of balance off their work and their fun, so to speak. But I think for most people, they are able to handle it.
Christy, they talk about people who neglect their family, neglect their job, even to the point of neglecting their health and looking after themselves. Maybe they're leaving fecal matter in pants.
Use tissues in the wrong places.
So is it actually an identifiable disorder?
I think it probably is. And I say that just because I know how addicted I am to my own phone. I'm breaking myself of the habit, but it takes an extraordinary effort, and it must be worse if you're actually playing a game or something. So I believe it is actually a genuine addiction.
I think so too. I think increasingly we see young people with screen time, and I myself have a game on my phone which I am semi-addicted to.
Which one?
Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Dash game. You basically prepare. It's ridiculous, but I love it. I love it. It's kind of very relaxing. But I spend a lot
does
of time.
Does he swear?
He does. He swears
awesome.
At you if you're bad. No,
I
it's good.
Download that.
But anyway, it's very compelling because it's sort of you kind of escape stuff. So I think, and I don't have an addictive personality particularly, so I imagine those that do, I think we should see more of this for sure.
And one person did text in, I go clothes shopping commando. Thank you. Thank you for ruining
this. You're the problem.
That's just great.
Jerry's texting.
Catch the round table. Round one at 7:45. Round two at 8:45. Weekday mornings on More in the Morning. In-depth radio. News Talk 1010.